Oh, yes, and we repeat behaviors for the feel of it. I had a mom whose child was to cut out the Easter bunny. And he did an extraordinary good job of cutting out the Easter bunny. And then he turned it into confetti. And the mom said, "What's wrong with that kid?" And I said, "Well, it sounds like he really appreciated the feel of cutting." You see, we're not that visual. We're not interested in the Easter bunny. We're interested in, this feels good or it doesn't. If it feels good, we'll do more of it. If you want him to leave you a bunny, then give him more paper to cut. You know, good. Here's an Easter bunny for mommy, an Easter bunny for you. Cut it into shreds. So, ideas on adapting to multiple kids with different learning styles. You have to understand that different learning styles have their strengths and their weaknesses. The visual learner hates having a kid who's constantly moving around. Okay? That bugs the heck out of him. Here's what my wife does to work with me. She doesn't look at me. She makes me, if we have to work together, she has me go into the back of the room and pace. Now, why does she have me go in the back of the room? Because the front of the room has the door. And I will pace, if I'm in the front of the room, I'll pace myself right out of the room. And then, all working together would require a lot of shouting as I walk down the hall. And my wife pointing out, you're leaving, aren't you? I was like, gee, you know, I didn't notice I was leaving, but I am walking through the door. That would indicate that I probably will keep going. We think by movement. And so she traps me in the back of the room, of our bedroom, so that she can look at the computer and type without me bouncing in front of her. She hates it when I bounce in front of her. So one of the things as parents you get to do is don't look at your kid if he's a kinesthetic and you're visual. If you're kinesthetic, you'd bounce right along with him. It makes no difference to you. Now, the other thing is kinesthetics tend to make a lot of noise. We can learn not to make noise. I learned to not make noise so I could leave the house silently. But we tend to make noise. And so, you know, sometimes it's just the simple, you know, we tend to make noise with whatever we can make noise with. If you have also an auditory learner, like my daughter, who is high auditory, I call them a Walkman. Now, my wife tells me they're an iPod now. Sorry. Okay, so you get an iPod, you put on classical music, and you let her listen to it while you're teaching the kinesthetic so that his extra noise doesn't bother her. And it works really well if you happen to have an auditory and a kinesthetic who are annoying one another. If you have a visual and a kinesthetic, you want the kinesthetic behind the visual so the visual child is not looking at her. And if you're the visual mom, look at the visual child and try to ignore your other child visually. But you can still ask him questions. Here's the key that never ceased to amaze me. The nuns would say, "What did I just tell you?" And I would tell them word for word what they just told me. And they still were not happy because I wasn't looking at them when I told them word for word, and I wasn't looking at them when they told me in the first place. You just have to get beyond that. If you want them to listen to you and they can demonstrate they're listening, fine. How do you know when they're listening and when they're not, when they're daydreaming? Ask them. "What did I just say to you?" And if they can answer you, great. If they can't, you know they were daydreaming. Yes. Okay.
And that tells me if they really listen.
Okay, so with hers, they've got great short-term memory and can spout off whatever she last said, but the thing before that, they've totally lost. Maybe. Depends on whether they're listening or not. Okay, so now the next question is, when do learning styles develop? And it seems that, well, first of all, let's be real clear about this. Everyone in this room has all three learning styles. You all walked in here. You did not learn to walk by watching somebody else walk and then bingo, you did it. You didn't learn by hearing other people talk about how to walk and then bingo, you did it. You learned to walk by using your kinesthetic learning style. We're all talking. Oh, we learned through our auditory learning style to talk. And we all appreciate the different things written up there, so we use our visual learning style. So learning style is a preference. I prefer kinesthetic, then visual, and auditory dead last. I normally wouldn't do a talk like this, but my wife thinks that people need to hear what a KVA has to say, and there aren't that many of us that are talking. So the Lord seems to agree with her. So as long as God and my wife are on the same side, I'm doing it. KVA, kinesthetic, visual, auditory. Sure. When do learning styles develop? Somewhere between 5 and 10. The child is kinesthetic, if he's a boy, till about age 8. And if he's a girl, till about age 5. And then they start, if they're going to change their learning style, they will. Okay? Now, why is that? It turns out that, let's see. Will this do anything? No. Let's try. Okay, this comes out of Sachs's book.